We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain-free Friday, Farrell on the bench, styling. Did you see the Jets last night? Unbelievable. And how about this guy, Garrett Wilson, with this crazy catch in the fourth quarter? He made an unbelievable 26-yard go-ahead catch for a tutty in the fourth, and the Jets snapped a five-game losing skid by beating the Texans 21-13 on Prime on the Thursday nighter. Rodgers said, "I just threw it up there." He made the unbelievable catch. It was huge, a game-changing play. Rodgers was on. Three tutty passes, including another one-handed catch by Wilson, and a 37-yard tutty to Davante Adams, his lover. And the Jets now 3-6, won for the first time in four games under Jeff Ulbrich, their interim coach. So they were down 10-7. It was 3rd-and-19 for the Texans, 26. Rodgers tossed it up toward Wilson in the end zone. He jumped and with his right hand and both legs spread eagle made the snag. They called it incomplete, but after review, they reversed it. Ulbrich said, just for the sake of posterity, you have to give it to him so it goes down in history. And the replay showed that his shin was down and it counted. And the Jets had a 14-10 lead with 12:54 left and they were going crazy, crazy, crazy at MetLife. Wilson's catch a lot like Odell Beckham's back in 2014 against Dallas. He said, to be talked about like that, I'm blessed. I'm honored. It made up for rookie Malachi Corley's mental mistake. With the Jets and the Texans 19 in the second quarter, Corley took a toss from Rodgers, dipped down the right sideline, got into the end zone. Too bad he dropped the ball out of his right hand to celebrate before he crossed the goal line. The replay showed that he did not get in the end zone before he dropped it. He got credited with an 18-yard run and a fumble. Ulbrich said, first of all, you can't do that. Second of all, you owe us one. Now, Rodgers finished 22 of 32 for 211. His 37-yarder to Adams, who was cleared after being checked for a possible head injury, put the Jets up 21-10 with about 3 minutes to go. It was Adams' first tutty since they got him from the Raiders this month. Fairbairn made a 29-yarder with 39 seconds left to make it an 8-point game, but Adams recovered an onside kick, and that was it. Stroud was 11 of 30 for 191 for the Texans, who played without Diggs. He's done for the year. And Nico Collins, who was out. It was the first of three consecutive primetime games for Houston with a Sunday night home matchup against the Lions on November 10th. That's next. And then a Monday night meeting at Dallas on November 18th. Stroud said, it's embarrassing to come out here in a primetime game and get embarrassed like that. It's never fun. We have to be better in a lot of areas, and that starts with me. There are plays I got to make, throws I've got to make. Fairbairn missed two field goals as well, but the Jets got it done. Rodgers was 7 of 14 in the first half for 32 yards, his fewest in an opening two quarters, with 10 or more attempts in his career. It doesn't matter because they won the game. So the Jets are at Arizona next on November 10th. So a huge win for them to finally get off the schneid. College football last night, Tulane destroyed Charlotte 34-3. Now there's three games tonight, 7 o'clock, Georgia State to UConn on CBS Sports Network, UConn laying 8.5. At 7:30, South Florida's at Florida Atlantic in Boca. USF is laying 2.5. That's on the deuce. And at 8 o'clock on FS1, San Diego State, they're 2-0 in the Mountain West against number 15, Boise State in Boise. The 15th ranked Broncos are 6-1 and 3-0 in conference play. Should be a good game. Boise laying 23.5. Now let's look at all the games tomorrow. Starting at noon on Fox, the big game for them. Number 4, Ohio State, and number 3, Penn State at University Park. Beaver Stadium in Happy Valley, Ohio State laying 3. At noon on ABC, Duke at number 5, Miami at Hard Rock in Miami Gardens. Miami laying 20. The Canes are ranked 5th and 8-0, 4-0 in the ACC. Duke is 6-2. On ESPN at noon, Ole Miss ranked 19th. They're 6-2 at Arkansas in Fayetteville at Razorback Stadium. Ole Miss laying 7.5. Air Force is at Army in West Point. Army laying 22. Army's 7-0 and ranked 21st. Minnesota's at number 24, Illinois, in Champaign, Urbana, and Memorial Stadium. Minnesota laying 3 as a road fave over the ranked Illini. Imagine that. Northwestern's at Purdue at Ross 8, Purdue laying 1. Stanford's at NC State in Raleigh, NC State laying 10. Votek's at Cuse at the Dome, Votek laying 4 as a road fave. Buffalo's at Akron, and Buffalo's laying 1. Toledo's at Eastern Michigan in Ypsilanti, Toledo laying 9.5. Both teams are 5-3. Memphis is at Texas San Antonio. Memphis laying 7. Vandy's at Auburn at Jordan-Hare in Auburn. Auburn laying 7.5. Look out. Vandy's 5-3. They mean business. 2:30, Maine at Oklahoma at Memorial in Norman. They won't even put a line up for that. 2:30, Old Dominion at App State in Boone, North Carolina. Old Dominion laying 3. 2:30, Tulsa's at UAB in Birmingham. UAB laying 2.5. 3:30 on CBS, number 1, Oregon at Michigan in the Big House in Ann Arbor. Oregon laying 14.5. 3:30, ABC, Florida and Georgia, the cocktail party in Jacksonville. Georgia laying 14.5. They're ranked number 2. They're 6-1 and 4-1 in the SEC. Florida 2-2 in conference play. Texas Tech at number 11, Iowa State in Ames. Iowa State 7-0, 4-0 in the Big 12. They're laying 13.5. 3:30 on Peacock, number 13, Indiana. Going to East Lansing to take on Michigan State at Spartan Stadium. Indiana laying 7.5-8. 3:30 on Fox, number 17, Kansas State against Houston. In Houston, Kansas State laying 13. 3:30 Big Ten Network, UCLA at Nebraska in Lincoln. Nebraska laying 7. 3:30 North Carolina at Florida State in Tallahassee. North Carolina laying 2.5. They're 4-4. Florida State's 1-7. Arizona's at UCF in Orlando. UCF laying 6. 3:30 Middle Tennessee at UTEP. UTEP laying 3 at home. Monroe's at Marshall. Marshall laying 10.5. Wyoming's at New Mexico at 4. New Mexico laying 7.5. Coastal's at Troy. Coastal laying 3.5. Navy at Rice. Navy laying 11. That game in Houston. 4:15, UMass and Mississippi State in Stark, Vegas. Mississippi State laying 18. 7 o'clock, Arizona State and Oklahoma State in Boone Pickens in Stillwater. Arizona State with a backup quarterback laying 3.5. 7 o'clock, Hawaii at Fresno. Fresno laying 13. 7:30 on ABC, number 10, A&M at South Carolina at Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia. A&M laying 3. 7:30, Louisville at number 11, Clemson in Death Valley, Memorial Stadium in Clemson. Clemson laying 10. 7:30, Wisconsin at Iowa at Kinnick in Iowa City. Iowa laying 3 with a backup quarterback. 7:30, USC in Washington at Husky Stadium in Seattle. USC somehow favored laying 2. They're both 4-4. 7:30, Georgia Southern at South Bama. South Bama laying 6.5. 7:45, Kentucky at number 7, Tennessee in Knoxville at Neyland Stadium. Tennessee laying 17.5. The best game of the night, number 18, Pitt at number 20, SMU at Gerald Ford in Dallas. SMU laying 7.5. Too bad it's on the ACC network that nobody gets. 8 o'clock, TCU at Baylor in Waco. Baylor laying 3. And then at 8, Colorado State in Nevada in Reno at Mackey Stadium. Colorado State laying 2.5. That's every game in college football. You're styling. So let's look at Pain Day Sunday in the NFL. The 1 o'clock games, Pats at Titans and Smashville at Nissan. Tennessee laying 3.5. Cowboys and Falcons at the Benz in Hot Town. Atlanta laying 3.5. Dolphins and Bills in the B-Lo in Orchard Park. Buffalo laying 6. Raiders and Bengals in the Jungle in Cincinnati. The Bengals are laying 7. Chargers and Browns at the Dog Pound. Chargers laying 1.5. Commanders and the G-Men Big Blue in East Rutherford, Washington laying 4. Saints and Panthers in Charlotte. New Orleans laying 7. They've lost 6 in a row. Broncos and Ravens in the Charm City in Baltimore. Baltimore laying 9. 405 Jags and Eagles at the Lincoln for Philadelphia. Philly laying 7.5. 405 Bears Cardinals in Glendale, Arizona. By the time I get there, racially profiled Arizona. Arizona's laying 1.5. 425 Lions and Packers at Lambeau in Green Bay. Detroit laying 2.5. 425 Rams in Seattle at Lumen Field in Seattle. Rams laying 1. 820 Sunday Night Football. Colts and Vikings at the Bank in Minneapolis. Vikings laying 5. And the Monday nighter is the Bucks and Chiefs at Arrowhead in Kansas City, and the Chiefs are 7-0 and undefeated, 3-0 at home. They're laying 8.5. That's all of the NFL pain day games. Check out. Ooh. NBA last night, Grizzlies 122-99. Your boy Ja, the triple-double, 29, 10 boards, 14 dimes. They roll. Rockets win in Dallas, 108-102. Green at 23 and 12. Şengün also had a double-double. Spurs 106-88. Wembanyama did it all. 25, 9 boards, 7 assists, 5 blocks, 5 steals. My God. I mean, it's the second time he's had all those 5 and 5. Suns 125-119 over the Clippers. D-Book with a 40-piece, 40 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals. Let's look at the schedule in the NBA for tonight. Knicks and Pistons in Detroit at Little Sleezers. Knicks laying 6.5. 7:30 Bulls Nets at the Barclays in Brooklyn. Brooklyn laying 1.5. Lakers are in Toronto. Lakers laying 8.5. Celtics and Hornets in Charlotte at 7. Boston laying 10.5. Magic at Cavs at 7. Cleveland laying 8.5. 7:30 Kings at Hawks in Hottown. Kings laying 6.5. 8 o'clock Pacers and Pelicans. Indy laying 4.5 in New Orleans. 9:30 on ESPN. Nuggets and T-Wolves at the Target in Minneapolis. T-Wolves laying 4.5. And the Thunder and Blazers are hooking up at the Moda in Rip City. And Oak City is laying 11 in that game. That's all the NBA for tonight. Just so you know, Saturday, Celtics are at the Hornets, Heat at Wizards, Grizzlies at Sixers, Kings at Raptors, Warriors at Rockets, Cavs in Milwaukee, T-Wolves in San Antonio, Jazz at the Nuggets, Blazers at the Suns, and the Thunder and Clippers hook up in the Intuit in Inglewood and La Lipstick City. Sunday, Pistons at Nets. That's at 3:30. Hawks and Pelicans at 7. And Magic Mavericks in Dallas at 7:30. That's your whole weekend in the NBA. Let's look at hockey from last night. The Penguins 2-1 over the Ducks in overtime. Crosby with both goals for Pittsburgh. They snapped a 6-game skid. Leafs 4-1 over the Kraken in Toronto. Nylander with 2 goals for the Leafs. Flyers 2-1 over the Blues in Philadelphia. Caps 6-3 over the Canadiens. They get it done in D.C. Canes 8-2 over the Bruins. Sechnikov with 2 goals and an assist for the Canes. Oilers 5-1 over the Predators in Nashville. Draisaitl with 3 points, 2 goals and an assist. And the Sharks 3-2 over the Blackhawks. 2 goals for Smith for San Jose. Let's look at Friday night, tonight's action in the NHL. There's a day game, believe it or not. NHL Network, 2 o'clock, Panthers and Stars in Dallas. It's a pick, -110. 7 o'clock, Islanders and Sabres. Buffalo's -120. 7 o'clock, Senators and Rangers at the Garden in New York. Rangers are -190. Jets and Jackets in Ohio. Jets are -185. That's at 7. 8 o'clock, Lightning and Wild at St. Paul. It's a pick of -110. Devils and Flames in Calgary. Devils are -170. And that game starts at 9 o'clock. Now let's look at Saturday's action in the NHL. Canadians at Penguins at 7. Stars at Panthers. Oh, that's at noon. 1 o'clock, Bruins and Flyers in Philly. 4 o'clock, Hawks and Kings. 5 o'clock, Jackets and Caps. 7 o'clock, Kraken are in Ottawa. Sabres are in Detroit. Leafs are in St. Louis. 8 o'clock, Avs at Nashville. 10 o'clock, Utah's at Vegas. And Canucks are at the Sharks at the Tank at 10 o'clock as well. And then on Sunday, Islanders and Rangers at the Garden at 1 o'clock, NHL Network. 3 o'clock, Lightning at Jets. 5 o'clock, Kraken in Boston. 5 o'clock, Caps and Canes in Raleigh. 6 o'clock, Leafs are in St. Paul against the Wild. 8 o'clock, Oilers at the Flames. And Blackhawks are at the Ducks at that same time. That gives you everything that's going on in sports. I mean, literally across the board from last night, today, tonight, Saturday, Sunday, all the college football, all the pro football, all the NBA, all the NHL. You get it all on Pharrell on the Bench. Don't forget to catch Pharrell Coast to Coast every day. 3 to 6, except today, Friday, it's on 3:30 to 6:30. They moved it. They're doing a Bowden Blitz special at 3. We're on at 3:30 to 6:30 on Friday, but normally 3 to 6 every day, Monday to Fridays. Make sure you catch Pharrell and the Prophet, our app. Sign up, get the app. You'll love it. It's got great shows, including the new Meet the Creeps that we have on there with Jim Florentine and Don Jameson, Artie Lang, etc. It is absolutely badass. We also have Florentine's stand-up comedy specials. Catch Prophet Plays. Catch Pharrell Unplugged. Catch Pharrell and the Prophet. All the shows are kick-ass. You're going to love the app. Pharrell and the Prophet app. And check us out on social media at profitable.tv. Check out. Ooh.